Studio 360.
The seating arrangement for all the musicians in an orchestra, a symphony orchestra, is designed, of course, to make the music sound best to the audience sitting out in the hall. Which is one reason the percussion section is in the back, where it won't drown out the flutes and violas. But that seating arrangement is definitely not optimized for the listening pleasure of the musicians. To try to hear just how different a symphony sounds when you're on stage, Gideon Brower took his recording kit to the great Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles.
What's it sound like to play with the LA Philharmonic at Walt Disney Concert Hall? What's it feel like to be up there? A few months ago, I sat on stage with the orchestra during a final rehearsal of a program of pieces by Russian masters, Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, and Scriabin. Milling around in their street clothes, the musicians look more like the slightly scruffy faculty of a small liberal arts college than the highly trained members of a world-renowned ensemble. Until, that is, they begin to play. For section percussionist Perry Dryman, what you hear on stage depends entirely on where you sit.
The stage has got 101 acoustical microclimates. Every seat is different on that stage.
To the audience listening in the hall, Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 with guest pianist Daniil Trifonov sounds like this. From where I'm sitting behind the first violin section, far to the left of conductor Gustavo Dudamel, the strings sound more dominant, like this. Again, here it is from the audience. And here it is on the stage. From where I sit, the featured pianist at the front of the stage is far less audible. The angle of the grand piano's lid and the acoustics of the hall project the sound forward into the audience, not back to the orchestra. Bass clarinetist David Howard says he often can't hear a featured violinist or singer at all.
Concertgoers will say after the end of the concert, "Wasn't he or she wonderful?" I'll say, "Well, I'll take your word for it."
If you're even further back, like percussionist Perry Dryman, you may need to rely on your eyes more than your ears to know when to come in.
We use visual cues. I'll watch the pianist's hands or violinist's bow.
Classical music critic Timothy Mangan says that the string section where I'm sitting is the heart of the modern orchestra, which evolved from string ensembles performing in royal salons and private homes.
The winds and the brass were slowly added on in greater and greater numbers. Then more percussion started getting used and the instruments were more equalized. Composers started changing the instruments that were in the orchestra. The 20th century, it became open season for what an orchestra is.
The seating arrangement of modern orchestras is fairly standard, with the loudest instruments, brass and percussion, at the back, then woodwinds, and then the strings nearest the audience.
They need to be in a group to get that nice plush sound, and so you have them in front. Most of the time, they have the featured lead role in a piece, and then the other players are supporting players, sometimes very important supporting players, but they do support the main action in the strings.
The LA Philharmonic uses what's called European seating, with the first and second violin sections facing each other at the front of the stage. Occasionally, they'll use American seating, with both sections massed together on the conductor's left. Tim Mangan says the choice of seating changes the sound for the listener.
When you have the violins all grouped on the left-hand side of the stage, that becomes a much more powerful violin sound. And it can hold up to a lot more winds and brass. When they are apart, left and right, the sound is more spread out. You can see into the orchestra with your ears. You can hear a greater clarity.
Once in a while, you'll see more unusual configurations, says LA Phil librarian Kazue McGregor.
If it's a very jazzy piece, they may want the brass in the center and the orchestra split so that you've got the big band sound right in the center.
For the second piece, Scythian Suite by Sergei Prokofiev, I moved to the other side of the stage, close to the brass. While the piece sounds like this in the hall, to me, it sounds more like this. Again, the audience hears this. Where I sit, I hear this. Sitting that close to the trumpets and trombones, you realize just how much they affect the musicians directly in front of them. Music writer Tim Mangan.
Woodwind players are constantly complaining about the percussion and the brass.
We try to be somewhat courteous of our neighbors, but you have to do your job.
James Miller is the associate principal trombonist for the Phil.
If you're going to work the jackhammer, you know, what can you do? Except do your job well.
If you're sitting in front of the trumpets, if you're sitting in front of the percussion, if you're, you know, within a certain radius of the piccolo player and you're not wearing ear protection, it's going to be difficult.
David Howard is one of the many musicians who wear custom-fit earplugs provided by the orchestra. Perry Dryman wears them too.
I don't know what they call them, but there's no loss of sound, just decibels.
Creating a blend of sound that works for the audience, shaping it like an engineer at a mixing board, that's the job of the conductor. And much of the work is done before the performance in rehearsal.
Because it's a little bit too loud. It's a dialogue with the piano. Pa, 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 pa.
The conductor also tunes for the hall itself. The balance of instruments that sounds right in one venue might need adjustment for another.
For every concert hall that we go to on tour, we have an acoustic rehearsal where the conductor is fine-tuning, like, in this hall, brass, I want you less. Oboe, I want you more.
Kazue McGregor recalls that when the Philharmonic first moved into Disney Hall in 2003, there was an initial tuning period, not of the hall, but of the orchestra.
The wisdom was simply, just wait. Let the musicians adjust. Let them feel the hall and learn to play with one another in this hall. No structural changes were going to be made inside the hall for a certain period of time.
The last piece on the program is The Poem of Ecstasy by Alexander Scriabin. For this one, I moved to a seat directly above and behind the percussion section. There's plenty of percussion in this piece. Cymbals, orchestra bells, tam-tam, triangle, even a good-sized church bell, played by Perry Dryman.
Once you start playing that, the world kind of disappears. It really does.
So where is the best seat in the house at Walt Disney Concert Hall? Violinist Shelley Bovier likes her own seat near the front of the stage.
I get all that sound coming to me, and I can hear well.
Trombonist James Miller is happy at the back of the stage.
Visually, the back is great. Like, right in the center, you've got everything.
Critic Tim Mangan likes to sit about a dozen rows back in the audience.
I feel that I need to sit in front of the orchestra, a little bit away from it.
Orchestra librarian Kazue McGregor agrees it's exciting being in the action, but the best seat in the house for listening is probably not on the stage itself, but out in the house.
I envy the audience tremendously because really, truly, the audience is getting to hear the entire effect of what the composer intended.
That story was produced by Gideon Brower. Another version originally appeared on The Frame, a show produced by public radio station KPCC in Los Angeles.